Good morning, Felicity and Josh. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing good.
Felicity, you were born in Tamworth.
Yes, born and bred in country music capital. So I think I was destined to love country music.
Outside the festival week or two, what's Tamworth like for music?
Oh, it's great. We used to go along to see touring acts that came through Tamworth. There were local musical productions to get amongst and involved in, which I did with my sister, and my dad used to help out backstage. We got involved with Estedfords playing piano and singing in those, and there was always lots on. And aside from music, there's plenty of sport to get involved in too. We were a very active family. We played touch footy, netball, hockey. And we would go off fishing as well when there was time for that. So we just did what most country kids would do growing up in a regional town.
And you were busking on Peel Street during the festival when you were only 11.
I surely was. I got the bug bad, and it was the beginning of what was going to be a wonderful journey all through music, opening doors and getting to know wonderful people, all because I picked up a guitar and wanted to sing some songs. And I encourage my own daughters to see what joy you can get out of playing music, because it's put a roof over our heads. It's given us life experience. And I tell you what, I'd recommend it to anyone.
You won a centenary medal in 01 for service to Australian society through country music. That must have been pleasing.
Well, I think more to my parents, really, I suppose, because they've done a lot of hard miles taking my sister and I around to different things growing up, and seeing that we had every opportunity as kids from the city did. They didn't want us to feel like we were missing out on anything. So I guess it was really a thanks to mum and dad for all their effort for getting us around to participate in lots of different things. So yeah, it's a nice accolade to receive, but it's not the reason why we do what we do, though.
I think most parents need a medal for service to their children.
Well, I agree. It's the toughest gig out. Now understanding what that's all about, having two daughters who are now 9 and 11, there's plenty of days where you'd think parenting is quite the challenge.
Josh, can I ask you, you're a member of the WAIFs. That goes back, what, about 30 years since they formed?
30 years, yeah, 1992. So we're in our 30th year. In fact, August was the anniversary month, so we've just ticked past 30.
Did we have a celebration? We should have.
Well, we were busy doing our own thing. I think it's came and gone with very little fanfare, but certainly very significant.
I have the West down as being from Albany in Western Australia. You're from the eastern side of Australia. How did you meet the two girls?
Well, as a young fella, I fell in love with music, and that's all I wanted to do. So as soon as high school had finished, I left home with the band I was in, a local band on the south coast of New South Wales, and we headed off for Darwin on a bit of a musical adventure. And it was only going to be a year long. I was destined to go to university and study economics of all things after that. But I didn't really want to do it. And so when I bumped into Don and Vicky in Broome, Western Australia, back in 92, I had the opportunity to join up with them and keep playing music, and decided that sounds like a whole lot more fun than an economics degree. And 30 years later, it's still a journey that's unfolding.
Having been to see the new Elvis movie, if Elvis had a degree in economics, Colonel Tom Parker may not have fooled him so much.
Yeah, well, there you go. Maybe I've been taken advantage of for 30 years and I don't even know.
So how long have you two been playing together?
Well, I guess, when did we release the Song Club? About 2 years now, I suppose. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the first year of lockdowns, whatever that year was. We got invited into the Song Club, which was quite literally a club where you were given a prompt once a week and had to write a song. And Felicity and I were both brave enough to jump into the fray with that. And just through the connection around the Song Club, we decided, well, let's get together and try and write some songs together as well. And there began a journey that is taking us to many wonderful places. And we're still on the road with that one.
Yeah, and there might be more to come.
You've just won an AIR award for Best Country Album.
Oh, look, it was amazing to receive an award for the work we've done. We've been nominated for a few different awards, from the Golden Guitar Awards to the ARIAs, and to actually take one home for the Independent Country Album of the Year was quite a surprise for us.
Now, you've got a new song out called Bog Swamp. What's that word mean?
Good question.
I mean, the
reason what I wanted to know.
I know it's inspired by things in the Kimberley, which is an area in WA that I'm fairly familiar with. I never came across that word.
Well, you know, the word was in a string that at the end of the choruses in the song, there's a string of a lot of words in fast succession, and bog swamp is one of those words. And basically that string of words is describing all the different obstacles and hurdles, things that can beset you in life and impede your progress along the track. And so it was just really all about moving beyond those obstacles and hurdles and getting back on the trail again by keeping it simple and music and nature and mateship. And so, yeah, the song was kind of written out in the Kimberley, as you mentioned, and I was getting back to nature and just simplifying things, clearing my head and trying to get beyond some of those obstacles of life. And the bog swamp just seemed to be, well, it was a very strong metaphor of getting stuck. You know, you get stuck in a bog swamp, you're not really getting out in a hurry. So that was why the word appeared. But as far as why the song is called Bog Swamp, you'd have to talk to Felicity about that.
Okay, well, as I didn't write the song, but when we started playing it live, I said to Josh, putting the set list together, what's the song called? And he said, I haven't given it a name yet. And I had to write something down on the set list, so I just put Bog Swamp down. At that time, was a bit cheeky about it, really. I kind of had a chuckle, but it seemed to stick. And then we recorded it and it had to be registered. So it was like, well, what are you going to call it now? It's proper. We've recorded it, you know. And Josh said, well, Bog Swamp it is.
New word enters the Australian language.
Well, perhaps.
I don't think I invented it, though. I'm sure I've heard that word before.
I don't know. I don't hear it said very often at all, but I'm saying it a lot lately.
When I was out there in the Kimberley that night writing the song, I had my little mate Wilson, who's a four-year-old Jack Russell, and he was with me. And he's also gone on to make a starring debut in our film clip. His big screen debut. And whenever people see the clip, you know, they kind of, you know, the song becomes incidental. It's all about who's that dog? Is that a professional
How
acting
old is
dog?
He? He's amazing.
Felicity, Josh, thank you for talking. It's been good. Wish you all the best.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great chatting with you.
Thanks, Brian.
I can see the distant high beams of a road train on the track, but it's so far away that I don't hear a sound. Just the crackling of the twigs upon the coals of my campfire, my little dog and me and no one else around. Just shy of Weena Creek, we stopped and set up for the night, made a fire of coals beside a Boab tree. The rusty ridge behind was glowing in the final rays of light as I baked some spuds and brewed a pot of tea. On the track, on the track, on the trail, itching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail. On the trail, on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with a stock upon his back. Been waylaid, unpaid, mislaid, forbade, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box from cork, my quicksand, pin, dam, barbed wire, factor, bushfire, diesel, once or twice I might have even failed. Now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail. Later on, my songs were hitching through the smoke as it was drifting, rising high into the heavens up above. The gift of gratitude and wonder for the spell that I was under made me serenade this country that I love. On the track, on the track, on the trail, I'm itching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail. On the trail, on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with a stock whip on his back. I've been waylaid, unpaid, mislaid, forbade, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box, swamp, cork, mark, quicksand, pin, dam, barbed wire, flat tile, bushfire, diesel, once or twice I might have even failed. Now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail. mystery to this land that gets you quickly, then elude you as it slips right through your grasp. You could touch it in a song or a poem or a yarn, but you'll never catch it in a photograph. When it gets its hooks into you, you'll be singing hallelujah underneath the sky, diamonds deep and wide. When the sun breaks the horizon, it could feel like a baptizing as you watch and wonder by a riverside. On the track,
on the track, on the train, I'm itching like a hobo when he hears that whistle wail.
On the trail,
on the trail, on the track, driven like a bullock with the stalker on his back. I've been wailing up, a mislaid, forbade, betrayed, dismayed, delayed, derailed, blackmailed, curtailed, female, stuck in a box, swamp, cold, mouth, with Sam, pinned down, barbed wire, black tie, bushfire, these are once or twice I might have even failed. Now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail. Now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail. Oh, now I'm on the track, I'm on the never turning back. I wonder where the heart that's full of wine to keep myself from going under. Still maybe time or two I fade. But now I'm on the track, I'm on the trail.